USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House announced Tuesday that community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine. That coming as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary for a while.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. But I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus, so that we can keep on living our lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
One of the co-founders of the Supremes has passed away. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Louisiana Republican Party has issued a rebuke of Senator Bill Cassidy after he and 5 other GOP senators vote to declare former President Trump's impeachment trial constitutional. In a statement, the party said they were disappointed that Cassidy would vote to continue what they called an unconstitutional act that is an attack on American democracy. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is pushing back against a report from the World Health Organization on the origins of the coronavirus. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A team of experts from the World Health Organization is wrapping up their work in Wuhan, China, where they've been investigating the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The team saying the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely entered the human population through an intermediate animal and is highly unlikely to have leaked from a laboratory. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News he's not buying it.
Well, Bill, I've seen that headline, and I must say the reason we left the World Health Organization was because we came to believe that it was corrupt, it had been politicized, it was bending a knee to General Secretary Xi Jinping in China. I hope that's not the case here with what they've announced today. I'll look forward to seeing their reports and analysis, but I don't believe it's the case that they got access that they needed. I know they didn't get access they needed in a timely fashion, and I hope that they got to see all the data, all the science, into the lab, talk to the doctor, interview them in private, in places where they could actually tell the truth about what took place, not under the supervision of a Communist Party person sitting in the back of the room making sure that they towed the Communist Party line.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The first round of the Australian Open continues in front of a small number of fans. Top-seeded woman Ashley Barty easily rolled Duncan Kovanec in straight sets without dropping a game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.